Welcome to the Keel Haul Podcast. I'm your host, Captain Logan, and we've got a lot of Sea of Thieves news to cover today. So tie yourselves to the mast and hold fast. Ahoy there, pirates. I hope you had yourselves a good week and a good weekend. I know I did. This week, we are going to be talking with none other than Dread Pirate Doug. And what are we going to be talking about? Fest of Legends. It is like 90 days away, and there are a bunch of new players to the Sea of Thieves that may be listening to this podcast. And if you are, welcome. And if you don't know what the Fest of Legends is, it is the North American convention for Sea of Thieves put on by Sea of Thieves players. So we're going to sit down with Doug and see if we can go through some of the things that you can expect with Fest of Legends and some things that we don't quite know yet. So sit back, relax, and let's get into it. But before we do any of that, I have to thank the patrons. They are the ones that are helping get me to SOT Fest. I am very appreciative of them, and I want to make sure that I give them the love and devotion that I can give to them through this podcast. So shout out to Adorabold, L-Cute, Balls, Blue Turtle V1, Captain Chonky, Captain Hayes, Captain Longsharts, Chateau Noof, Super Pack, Zombie Killer, Cloud, Cosmic Johnson, Static Mirror, Davram TV, El Jefe Esteban, Fergatron, Godhammer 6, Jorby Jorbs, J Hood, Carl Embo, Kazia the Aficionado, Cryptic Slayer, Lumpy SRQ, Evil Morpheus, Space Admiral Ors, Xbox Mike 29, Murphy Lives, Mutinous Max, Norwegian, Registella the Brony Pirate, Replicated Flame, Rustbell Kid, Skamelt 666, Captain Dasm, Tommy D, TN Professor, Big Bad Pad, Mina Fairy, Anthony N. Jr., Captain J. Rat of the Flaming Cold Sore, The Lore Chronologist, Deadeye Dre, Hegger Owl, Jeff H., Captain Duckweed, Evil Martha, Peter Miller, Rooskidoo, Thor Von Blitz, Luke Lore, the Insipid Ghost, and Zam. Wow. Thank you all so much for the Patreon funds. It really does help take care of the costs of making a podcast. It's also going to help me with the flight to for Fest of Legends. Going to help with transportation, food, that kind of stuff. Anything is always appreciated, regardless of your top tier, bottom tier. If you're just on the Patreon for free, I really do appreciate the likes, the subscribes, the comments, both on the Patreon as well as like on YouTube as well. And for those of you listening on Spotify, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So with that, it's a great conversation to sit down with Doug. I had a really good time. We chatted both before and after we actually finished recording. And I'm really excited to kind of dive into Fest of Legends. If you're not sure if you want to go, or if you're not sure if it's something that you might have fun at, it's going to be a blast, and I really think that you should, if you can, have a time set aside in July to come join us. Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of Keel Hauled Podcast. This episode is going to be a little different than normal. Typically, I'm usually just kind of telling you what's going on with the Sea of Thieves and news and stuff like that, but I have a very special guest that I'm happy to have back. It's been a while since he's been back, and it's for good cause, because I'm very excited about the thing that he is actually throwing together this coming summer. It's actually in July, and gosh, it feels like we're about 2 months out of this, but I am joined today by Dread Pirate Doug, who is a really good dude and a really good friend, and I'm really happy to have back on. So Doug, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm
I love pets, man.
It's great. I'm doing great. It's great to be here. Very excited to be talking about the Fest of Legends. Been hard at work. And I have a lot to talk about. I'm excited.
I'm so excited, dude. It's last year was really fun, and it was really cool to have like the opportunity to get to meet so many friends. This year, you've stepped up the bar, or you've raised the bar and stepped up your game. I'm wondering if you can kind of talk about some of the differences between this year and last year that you're excited about.
Yeah. So last year was, you know, just over right around 250 people total. We had a great time. We got together on Friday night, and then everything wrapped up on Saturday night. So it was a day and a half event, basically. We had a lot of fun. We did some in-game competitions. We had Cutlass Crusades, Race of Legends. We had a competition decorating the little wooden boats that we were really racing in the mini Race of Legends. And we had a lot of other things going on too. Of course, the creator panel was a lot of fun. But this year, we're basically taking everything we did last year. We're going bigger, we're going better, and we're adding some fun new things as well. So we'll still have things like the photo booth. The Cutlass Crusades is coming back. We're going to do another Race of Legends competition. We're going to do the mini Race of Legends competition too. We're going to have at least two creator panels, maybe a third one as well. We're going to have a really cool after party, but then we're also adding some things this year. We're also doing the cosplay competition again. I should add that to the list. We're going to be talking more about that a little bit later on, like Twitter and stuff. I have some cool details to share. This year we're bringing in some new things. We're going to do the Song of Legends championship, which is basically competitive Siren Skull voyages. That's really all there is to it, but it is a ton of fun. We're going to be adding in a Sea of Thieves pub quiz on Friday night. And then on Sunday, we'll be doing a Sea of Thieves game show, all built around Sea of Thieves and pirate trivia. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a merch booth, so we'll have some things for sale. We've got, again, basically everything we did this year or everything we did last year. But this year we're just going bigger and better with it. We're going to have more people there. We're going to have more stuff for sale. We're going to have a couple different vendors selling some really cool stuff. Pushin' Wood is going to be there selling his custom skateboards. That's going to be awesome. And then I have a couple of other people that may or may not be there that I'm still trying to nail down. So there is actually still some pretty exciting stuff that we haven't even been able to announce yet.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned a few different events that are going to be happening. And for the uninitiated, I'm wondering if we can kind of expand upon those. So I wanted to start off with the Cutlass Crusades. Can you kind of give a bit of a breakdown for folks that may not have gotten a chance to see what the Cutlass Crusades is?
Yeah, Cutlass Crusades is a lot of fun. They've been doing this for over 3 years. It's a Sea of Thieves PvE /PvP competition. So at this beginning of the round, each crew has a list of certain types of loot and how many points that type of loot is worth. And crews aren't allowed to use voyages or anything like that. They just have to go out into the world within the certain play area that's been defined and collect as much loot as they can, essentially. And then at the end of that round, they're scored on how much loot they got. That's the long and short of it. It's a lot of fun. You can get really competitive and go sink other ships and, you know, collect the loot that they've gathered. Or you can stay a little more conservative, grab some things, try not to get sunk. Cutlass Crusades is a great time. Not only is it a lot of fun to watch, it's a lot of fun to participate in, but they have raised a crazy amount of money for charity as well. If you go to cutlasscrusades.com, their website, they have a live counter up there of all the money they've raised for some really amazing causes. So it's a real honor to have Sour Scar and his whole crew back at the Fest of Legends again this year.
The thing that always amuses me about Cutlass Crusades is if you try to like give a kind of a summary of what it is, you're basically defining what Arena was back in 1.0.
Yeah.
I love that because I think 1.0 for Arena was always, in my mind, it was always the best of both worlds. Like you had the people who were really good at PvE going out to find chests and to get them and to hide them if they need to. I think burying would be huge nowadays, hiding was always like a big way to kind of like stock up while you were on an island. And then you got the PvPers who are really good at attacking and defending other ships, and you could do one of two ways. You could run and hide your stuff and get, you know, go do a bunch of digs and then load them all up at the end, or you could go and try and sink the other crew who was doing that. And it became less of that when they moved to the one chest variant.
And that's for sure.
That was always kind of like I always really did kind of miss that that full aspect of Arena. I think I enjoyed the first version more than anything. And I remember that was what they kind of based like the Battle for London and the Battle for what was the one down in, had one in Florida, and I can't remember what
Orlando.
Orlando, that's what it was. Yeah, the Battle for Orlando.
I was there for that.
Oh, did you go to that?
Yeah, I actually competed in it, but two of our crewmates didn't show up. So we had to find random people from the crowd. But we still did okay. We went through past the first round. It was a good time.
That's why, for some reason, I feel like we've talked about that. Yeah. Yeah, that was the first year, wasn't it? No, second year. Second year,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, I think it was King Goliathan who ended up winning and then like donating his Xbox to
a
kid and their dad who had competed as well too. There's a really good stories from that from the first couple of years of Sea of Thieves. But yeah, Cutlass Crusades, really love the design of it. I think Sourscar and them have done a fantastic job, and it was cool to see Sourscar last time at Fest of Legends as well too. So I'm looking forward to getting a chance to chat with him and some other folks there. It seems kind of silly at this point, given how many times you've been on the show and stuff, but I would be remiss if new pirates, say like from, you know, the PlayStation aspect, have never heard or seen what the Race of Legends is. So would you mind taking a couple minutes just to kind of break down like what the Race of Legends is?
Yeah, for sure. So Race of Legends is an event that I've been running for the last 5.5 years. We've done it about 130 times. It's a cooperative obstacle course set in the Sea of Thieves. We are now in the late stages of planning season 10, which is going to be kicking off in the next couple of weeks here. We have the whole new course all figured out. It's going to be awesome. And we're taking advantage of some of the new mechanics that have recently been added, which is always an exciting thing to get to do. But yeah, the Race of Legends is a cooperative obstacle course. It has PvP and PvE elements. It's always a little unpredictable because, of course, we can't keep skeleton ships from spawning in, or Megs, or the Kraken, or storms. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We usually give each crew a couple of cursed cannonballs. They go up against each other on a custom server, and then I have various camera people scattered around the course and on the competitor ships to give us kind of a third person perspective of the action. If you're interested in the Race of Legends, you can go to @RaceOfLegends on Twitter or raceoflegends.com. And yeah, we're going to be announcing our new route in just the next week or two here, and I'm really excited about this one. Myself and Triheaded Monkey and Kaitsu and Mike, the legendary first mates, have been hard at work on this course. I'm very excited about it. So we're going to be doing a whole tournament. The Cutlass Crusades and the Race of Legends will both have the affiliate alliance sales as a prize. And then actually several of the competitions that we're running are going to also have their own prizes. If you guys have been paying attention on Twitter, you may have noticed that Heal Please Heal is doing some really cool wood burnings for the winners of the Race of Legends tournament. So I'm pretty excited about that too.
Yeah, that's really cool. I have been following his wood burning stuff, and he recently did some DC characters, and I was just like, I kind of want those. I have no room for them, but yeah, I was just like, dang, he's actually really killing it with that wood burning. Which is, can I share a little bit of a history with Sea of Thieves and wood burning? I was back in the first year, I met a gentleman through, I think it was just through streaming. There was a couple guys who were doing Sloop, and they were just very fresh, very new, not like the most amazing gamers. But one of them, Uncle, he was like into wood burning, and I was watching him like wood burn some of like the ferryman's emblem on some stuff, and he was making like a chest, and I was like, can I commission you to wood burn a little treasure chest, like a little wood box chest with like all of the ferryman stuff on it and stuff? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's awesome. So he actually like, I wish I could describe it well enough, but he got some of the like the OG artwork that was like the tattoo artwork all around this little wood box that he stained, and he put leather straps around it and little rivets and stuff in it. And it's like, it's the most beautiful little box that I have. And I've had it since the beginning of the game. And it was one of those things where I'm just like, man, there aren't enough wood burning artists out there making stuff for Sea of Thieves. We see a lot of like prop masters and stuff making these really awesome Eye of Reaches and swords and hats and lanterns and stuff. But we rarely ever see like too many people messing around with wood burning. And there's that, that it feels like an untapped market because it's absolutely beautiful. Uncle Antagonist did a fantastic job with it. And I was so happy when I got it. It was
like awesome.
My favorite thing next to like the Sea of Thieves controller.
Wow.
So I know I talked about the Cutlass Crusades and we talked about Race of Legends. Cosplay competitions kind of like a known quantity, but I did want to ask, are there any rules that have been set up for that yet so that people know like what's allowed, what's not allowed? Is cosplay something that they can do even if they're not competing? And are there any like, because I know going to like anime conventions, they always want to make sure that people are safe. And I just wanted to see, with like blades and stuff like that, I know that there are some metal workers out there that might be interested or tempted to bring in weapons that might have like a bit of an edge. So are there any kind of like restrictions that you can share about that now?
Yes. If you go to festivelegends.com, we've got a whole page set up about the cosplay competition with some pretty basic rules. One of the big ones is no actual weapons. It could look like a weapon, just can't be a weapon. That one is fairly important. And there are a couple of other rules as well, just basic standard cosplay competition rules that you would get just about anywhere. You know, we want to make sure people aren't buying the whole competition or the whole outfit, you know, things like that. So go to festlegends.com. We've got a page up about the cosplay competition. Of course, anybody is welcome to show up in cosplay. You don't have to compete in the competition to show up in cosplay. But if you would like to enter the competition, you will have a chance to do so. I know there's a lot of people out there already working hard on their outfits. So I'm excited to see what they come up with.
Have you seen the guy that's making his own like flame heart thing?
Yes.
That is scary.
Very cool. Excited about that. Yeah. I mean, the outfits last year were incredible.
Yeah.
I can only imagine they're just going to be that much better this year.
Yeah. I think it's, I'm really excited. I will probably be dressing up to an extent. I don't know if I have room to be like packing my hat because the hat is huge. And I don't know. I'm planning on like two like suitcases, like at most. Like, I don't want to go crazy with like with having to check luggage. I hate doing check luggage. But I'm definitely planning on bringing like some pirate aesthetic.
Just have to wear the hat on the plane.
Oh, that's an idea, but man, that would
solve one problem, creates a couple others.
Yeah. walk into the cabin. I'm the captain now. You're gonna have to step off the plane.
Yeah, we don't want you in federal prison during the event. That's not gonna help.
Trying to get, like, you don't understand. I'm the captain though. Oh my god, Siri is like freaking out. Oh, I triggered Siri now. She's like, no, I'm the captain.
Oh boy.
Oh my gosh. I'm very excited to check out the cosplay competition.
Yes.
One of the things that we had talked about, and I know this is kind of like a shot in the dark here, is we talked about last time having opportunity for crews and communities to come together. Is there going to be like a set space or opportunity for folks that have like a lot of people coming in to be able to hang out and do any kind of gaming together like there was at the game arena that we were at last time?
Yeah, so it won't be quite the same setup because, of course, we won't have just rows and rows of PCs not being used for anything. But if you want to bring your own stuff and set up, we will have spaces to do that. And we also have specific spaces in mind for community meetups. And we have a couple communities that are going to be doing this. We may have a couple of creators that get together with their communities as well. And we've got space set aside for that on Friday and Saturday. So if you are a member of a Sea of Thieves community, or if you're a leader of a Sea of Thieves community and you would like to have a chance to get everybody together at some point, just let me know and I will help you facilitate that.
That's awesome. I know I'm excited to meet my crew members and community members there. I know Carities is probably going to have a flood of people coming to see her, as well as like Sour Scar. And there's There's honestly, there's some really big creators that I'm really excited to see just like how many people are going to be there. There's one thing that I feel like I may have not paid attention to, not addressed, I think would be the best way in this, in that right now, this is probably one of the longest festivals that's going to be running. And it's going from July 19th through July 21st. And I wanted to ask you, because last time Sea of Thieves Fest was one day, and then it was 2 days, and you did 2 days, and now you're doing 3 days. So what is it about the 3 days that you decided you wanted to go for with the whole Sea of Thieves Fest, or Fest of Legends technically?
Well, Fest of Legends. Yeah, there are two main reasons. One is a lot of people are traveling from outside the area to come here. The U.S. is big, and we're trying to do a Sea of Thieves event for, well, really all of North America, because there aren't any other Sea of Thieves events at this moment in North America. So what I'm trying to do is make sure that I'm giving people enough of a reason to get on a plane, is the long and short of it. Mm-hmm. Last year was Friday night and Saturday. It was a ton of fun. But one of the main pieces of feedback I got last year was, we all had a great time hanging out. We just wanted to do it more. We just wanted more of what we had, which was something I was able to make happen this year. The other reason we've gone to 3 days is we have a lot of content. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Like, yeah, you know, there's some things that are going on all the time, like the photo booth and, you know, the merch that's for sale and things like that. But then, you know, between the mini race of Legends, which we should talk about more in a second. But between, you know, like the pub quiz, the game show, Cutlass Crusades, the race of Legends, the creator panels, there's just a lot going on. Then you throw in, you know, the Song of Legends and maybe a couple of other fun things, plus the after party on Saturday night. I just couldn't jam all of this into a day and a half or 2 days. We needed a third day.
That's essentially what I figured. But man, it's amazing to think about like all the different things that are going to be going on. And I'm really glad that it's going to be 3 days, because I think that'll give everyone an opportunity to kind of, you know, be able to hang out with each other, still enjoy some of the stuff, but still get enough time to hang out and chat and play some time. Because I imagine a lot of people are going to be wanting to play Sea of Thieves in person next to each other, kind of like the old school, like LAN parties of Halo days and stuff. And
good times.
We never really get to do that. So I think having that opportunity now would be a great way. I'm glad that this is going to be like the big event for North America, man, because it's insane how big our country is. I was thinking about it the other day, and I saw a video where some guy was like, yeah, it takes like 45 minutes to get from London to Amsterdam or to Germany or to France. And I'm like, that's wild to me.
More densely populated too. It's insane.
I know. Yeah. Like it takes me like a couple hours just to get to the coast, and I live in like California. Like it should not take me that long to get to the coast. So
some people are 45 minutes from the nearest Walmart.
Yeah. God, that's depressing.
That's how you know you're remote. If you're in a remote part of the country, they tell you how remote, like, oh, so how far out is that? Well, it's 45 minutes from the nearest Walmart. That's pretty remote. Yeah. You're out there.
Yeah. They're like, when was the last time you saw a Best Buy? 2017.
Right. I still haven't heard of Whole Foods. Yeah.
So
big country.
Yeah, it's huge. I'm glad that a lot of folks are going to be going to it. And I can't wait to see like how many more end up coming as a result of us talking about it, because I'm excited. But you mentioned the mini race of Legends, which I think is it was amazing last year to see. Mini race of Legends it's not quite as mini anymore. It's going to be in a huge indoor pool this time. So give a breakdown of like how do people get into the mini race of Legends? What should they expect? Like, what are they going to be doing? How are they going to win? Like, cause it's going to be a little bit different than the standard race of Legends as well too. So can you give a bit of a breakdown on how, the new mini race of Legends is working?
Yes. Okay. So first of all, it took me many months to find these little boats. They are just fantastic. If you look at like on the Fest of Legends website, there's pictures of them, but it's made by this company that that actually makes like these high-end remote control sailboats, but they also make these little ones that actually work as sailboats. And they actually sent us, when I explained to them what we were doing, they sent us sails that are specifically designed for racing these things. So I'm gonna have a little bit of a circular obstacle course set up. It's actually a very small indoor pool. It's just perfect for what we're trying to do. So I'm going to have a very small little piratey looking obstacle course set up for you to maneuver your ship through in the indoor pool. The way you're going to maneuver your ship is with a little battery powered hand fan that's going to be on the end of a pole. Think like the pole from a skimmer, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have two people. They're going to be racing and they're going to have to get through that obstacle course faster than their competitor. We're going to do a little bracket. It's going to be definitely the most unique way that you can win the Affiliate Alliance sales, that's for sure. And the only way I'm aware of outside of the game to earn those. So that's cool. But yeah, Files was the winner last year. It turns out some of those Sea of Thieves skills do translate into the mini race of Legends. But yeah, it's just going to be ridiculous. I'm going to attempt. We can't fit a ton of people in the indoor pool area for, you know, fire marshal reasons. So I'm hoping to stream it up to the projector screens up on the show floor. But yeah, the space that we're staying in has an indoor pool, an outdoor pool. There's a restaurant on site, like a pub. They're serving breakfast for free every morning if you stay on site. It's a really nice spot. It's basically a conference. Well, it is a conference center. Mm-hmm. And we've got like their main ballroom rented out. We've got a pretty good deal on hotel rooms. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And you're going to be able to have as much fun as you want at the after party if you stay on site, because you don't have to, you just have to stumble 100 yards to your hotel room or whatever, and you're going to be good to go.
Yeah. I know I'm looking forward to it. I've already got my tickets for for the after party as well as the full 3 days. Nice. I'm looking forward to that. I actually have the hotel booked. So I'm going to be staying at the hotel where it's at. Nice. As well too. Right now I am just waiting on getting the actual flight locked in. But I think that's the easiest aspect of it. But yeah, I'm super excited for that. I'm trying to think if there's other stuff that I wanted to talk about, because I feel like there's something. Oh no, I remember what it was. The Song of Legends. We've talked about, we brought it up in at the beginning, but we didn't really dive into too much of what it is. So give folks an idea of what the Song of Legends tournament is, the best way to prep for it, maybe some ideas as far as like things that they can like do to kind of like show or get themselves like a little bit of an edge in the tournament. If there's anything that might help pertain to that, or just kind of give like an overview of like what the Song of Legends is going to be.
Yeah, so the Song of Legends is one of our newer competitions. We've only done it once so far, but it was a ton of fun. So it is, we're basically just providing a very minimal structure to running competitive Siren Skull Voyages. So at the beginning of the round, everybody loads into a server. They opt in to the Siren Skull Voyage. They sail over to a pre-designated starting point. We say go, and then the round starts. Now, in the past, we did it, and we didn't have time limits on the rounds, and some of those rounds were really long. Mm. So what we're going to do this time is we're going to be adding two elements when we do it again in just a couple of weeks here. One element is going to be we're going to be adding stream loots cards to shake things up a little bit. Ooh. And then what we're going to be doing is any money that comes in through the stream loots cards is going to be going into the a special fund that is going to be helping with the travel costs for our different featured creators, which there's like 8 or 9, I think it might be 10 total featured creators that we have this year. And obviously the event is not big enough for us to cover the travel expenses for all of them. So what we're doing instead is we're running the Song of Legends twice between now and the event. And any of the money that comes in through the Stream Loots cards, or of course people could donate directly if they wanted to, but you can get some Stream Loots cards to kind of mess with the action, you know, go make each crew chug a tankard of grog or make somebody drop their anchor, stuff like that, which will keep things interesting. And then also, you know, raise some funds for a good cause, because we're always down to help support the creators that are helping it make the event happen however we can.
And I'm curious with the Song of Legends, given that it's essentially just the Siren Skull Voyage, have there been any point systems created to help out with like determining the victor if like the time limit runs out, or is there a time limit? Like how does that system work?
Yeah, so we messed around with this for a while, and honestly the best way we found to do it is if nobody wins by the end of the timer, by the time the timer is out, we're just gonna reset and try another round. That's what we're thinking for now, and you know, we may adjust the rules as time goes on, but I think that with the added stream loots chaos, I think we will have winners much quicker than we did in the past. We're also going to be shrinking the play area a little bit. But yeah, last time we had really, really competitive crews, and competitive crews that knew each other really well. So they had a really hard time syncing each other, but their action was great. It was a ton of fun to watch.
Yeah.
We just didn't get a ton of rounds in. But I think with the added unknown factor of the stream loots cards, and then also we're going to be switching up, we'll have different types of crews. Some will be streamers, some will be non-content creators. With this event, we do need one person on the crew to stream so that we have a perspective, because we don't have room for a camera person on people's boats. But yeah, other than that, we'll, and there'll be sign up information that actually the Song of Legends will be open to, like the preliminary events that we're doing will be open to all kinds of different people, and then we will be nailing down exactly who's going to be competing at the event in the coming weeks here.
Awesome. And you mentioned that you're going to be running this a couple times before the actual Fest of Legends. Is there information on the Race of Legends website for how to sign up for that, and what kind of things they'll need to know to get into that?
So the Song of Legends, pay attention to the Fest of Legends and Race of Legends Twitter accounts. They'll be talking about registration for that. But I can tell you that the next Song of Legends will be May 24th.
Awesome.
And we're going to be reaching out to some people, will be inviting, and then some people will give people a chance to register. We're still nailing down all who is going to compete. But yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to just seeing how that goes, because that's the Song of Legend, or the Siren Song Voyage, is really well thought out. I think that the rewards were really good, and I think that you know, if there's a way that Rare can kind of find a way to have the incentivization for people to do that, I think a lot more people will do it. I've been seeing a ton of people do it lately, just because there's so many fresh PlayStation players into the world now, and when you get on your ship, that's like the first thing you notice, is there's this like ghostly dagger in paper on your mast, and you're like, what is that? And you think that's like the starter quest for playing the game. I think it's a great way to introduce. I mean, imagine you get on your ship and your first thing is a Siren Song. You get it turned in, you get that 50K. You got your first captainship right there.
Yeah, that is a lot for a new player. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to set some bad expectations, that's for sure.
if you run those during like a Golden Glory weekend, that's got to be the fastest way to make gold possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being able to just crank through. And if you server hop, you can crank through those things, especially if nobody else jumps in. Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Printing gold.
I actually had a crew that was, they came after me. It was like a brig, and I was solo on a sloop at one point, and it was during a Golden Glory. And I kid you not, I had literally nothing except supplies. And that was just the one thing that I cared about, right? And I'm sitting there like trying to run away from this crew, and they finally like one guy like shoots over, and he's like trying to talk to me, and he's on my ladder, and I'm trying to like communicate with him, and he's like, why are you running? And I'm like, because I don't want to get sunk. And he's like, well, what do you we want your loot. And I'm like, I don't have any loot. And they're like, yeah, well, we're going to, you know, we want whatever you have. And I'm like, I don't have anything. You guys have been chasing me for the last half hour. Meanwhile, there's another sloop that has been in the vicinity with a Skull of Sirens song slowly creeping across the sea with a giant beacon over it. And they probably turned it in for $100K. And they're like, no, that's not a thing. And I'm like, you are so dumb right now.
It's not a thing.
You're chasing me for nothing. And you're just letting $100K just like sail by you without it. Go after the ship that has a beacon. I don't have a beacon. I don't even have an emissary flag right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was sailing the other night and we sank a ship and they did have a lot of loot, but they came back. I think we sunk them at least 9 or 10 times. And I don't think that's an exaggeration.
Oh, my gosh.
And we sank them every time. But like if they had taken that time after they lost their, you know, maybe you come back once or twice, then you realize, you know, we're outmatched on this one. We're not going to get a win on this. You'd think they would just go if they had spent that time going to get loot on another server.
Yeah.
Or even that one, because we weren't going to chase them down again. We were busy selling their loot from before. They could have actually gotten something, but they must have spent another 3 hours in the game coming back attacking us every 10 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
You know, instead of doing it like that, you know, whatever. I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah.
How to play the game, but I had a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. I'm always amazed at what people will do with their time in CS:GO. They were mad. Back to Fest Legends, tangent aside. I'm very excited to find out a little bit more about this after party on Saturday night, because I want to have an opportunity. I've been working out. I'm going to the gym, trying to lose some weight, and it's been good, doing good progress there, healthy progress. And
good for you.
I want to you know, like I've been going doing some Zumba classes as well at the gym, and
all right,
trying to get, you know, I'm Caucasian. It's not a strong suit for me. But I'm trying to learn how to dance a little bit more. So
good
I'm
for you.
Thank you. So I'm curious with the after party. Do we have DJs? Is there a dance floor? Is there
libations? There's going to be a dance floor / area. We're going to have some great music. There's going to be alcohol. There's going to be food. We're going to be doing a little bit of pirate karaoke. I'm an idiot, so I committed to singing a couple of songs. That's fine. And then also, and I'm not quite ready to announce who we have performing. It's not necessarily someone everyone is going to know. Well, actually, it is someone you're going to know, just not someone you're going to know for music. What point being is it's an incredibly talented member of the Race of Legends community that I am very, very excited to have performing at the after party.
What a tease. Oh my God. Okay.
Someone we definitely couldn't get were they not a member of the Sea of Thieves community, and it's someone very talented. I'm very excited to be there.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah.
Dang. Now it's really hard not to want to pry deeper into that, but
it's not going to be anybody that people are expecting. Okay. It's someone who's known in the community, just not known for being this talented at music. They just are.
Wow.
May have recently graduated with a degree in music from a very prestigious organization.
Okay, so
institution.
It's not who I think it is then, which I'm okay with, but okay.
There are a lot of super talented people in the community, let me tell you.
There are. Because I
would be
thinking,
hard to narrow down.
Well, I was thinking Woodrow. I'll be honest. I'll put my cards on the table there. I thought it was going to be Woodrow
great option.
I love, you know, he's metal. Him and Trusty are metal, and I love that.
He's awesome.
It's in my wheel. I like what I love. So I was thinking, I was like, oh, maybe it's Woodrow. Maybe we're getting some metal music going to the festival.
There will be a metal flavor to it. I would not worry about that.
Ooh. Okay. All right. I will patiently wait to find out who it is, because I'm very interested in what that's going to be like. I'm very interested.
It's going to be fantastic.
I want to know more about this karaoke, because I am a fan of karaoke, both traditional like karaoke, like American karaoke, but also Korean karaoke with like the actual rooms and the screens and stuff.
Right.
I'm down for some karaoke. Love singing me some songs. I'm very. Is that going to be something that's going to be like main stage for everyone, or is that going to be segregated little areas for people?
In the after party, that's going to be like the main stage for everybody. We'll all be hanging out. We'll have the bars will be set up over that direction. You know, we'll have tables, we'll have chairs, we'll have I think probably two different bars, and then we'll have hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll have a dance floor area, and then we've also got the main stage, and we'll have a couple of different performers. Then we'll also have a chance for people to jump in and do their own thing.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to that. And last year you had some really fun drinks available from the bar. Have you changed up the drink menu at all? Because I know a lot of them were very well themed last year.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I know the napkins were very popular as well. I do plan on returning. We will have Fest of Legends 24 napkins.
That cracks me up so much. It's such a good little souvenir, though. Like, if you didn't have anything from Fest of Legends, like, that's a good little, like, hey, I was here.
Yeah, they went really fast. Everybody took them home. I wasn't planning on that. I just thought people would use them as napkins. Silly of me.
So funny. and you mentioned merch, and I know that we're going to be having folks who bring their own stuff to sell, but are you going to be selling any kind of Fest of Legends merch?
Yes. You will have an opportunity to pre-order a shirt. Once you bought a ticket, obviously, you'll have a chance to pre-order a shirt and pick it up when you check in at the show. And then we'll have a very limited inventory available at the show, but then you'll be able to order whatever you'd like and we can have it shipped to you later.
Awesome. Because I know there's going to be a lot of folks there, and you're planning to, if I remember correctly, you said it was 250 last year. This one you're expecting upwards of 500 or more.
That's the goal. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm very curious. One of the things that, not to compare and contrast, but one thing that I thought was really cool, for the Sea of Thieves Fest in the UK was they had a map for England, and then they had a world map. And everyone had an opportunity to put their little dot, their little sticker dot on where they came from. Is that something that you've considered for Fest of Legends?
Yeah, looking into it. Yeah. There was a really cool map that someone created last year, and I'm working on getting in touch with them to see if we can get permission to use that. But either way, I'd like to do something like that. And we're also going to have like a big flag type thing for people to sign. And a few other things too. We'll also have the, the competition where people can decorate the boats as well. The little mini sailboats, even if you don't want to race them, you can still decorate one.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. There were some amazing ones last year.
Oh, I know. The photos were great, man. And I remember Mudbucket and his daughter did sales when they came last year. And I was just so impressed with them. I love seeing the talent come out beyond just the folks that like to sail in the Sea of Thieves and really kind of showcase some of their art.
Yep. It's amazing.
Is there something that you want to bring up that I have neglected?
The only other thing, and this is, I can't promise this one. I'm working on setting up some RPG sessions for the Sea of Thieves RPG. I am working hard right now to recruit local DMs because obviously we need DMs to make that happen.
Yeah.
We're going to need some that are patient, because they're probably going to have a lot of players that may or may not be super experienced with RPGs. They're also going to have to learn the game if they don't already know it. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on that. That's the only thing. Now, I have a lot of stuff to announce that I haven't, that I can't talk about yet. But that's the only thing that I did want to talk about. That's a maybe. I wanted to bring that up because if you happen to be a DM and you're going to be at the Fest of Legends, or if you happen to know any that live in Ohio, please reach out to me.
Interesting.
I'm easy to get in touch with.
I am very curious to clarify something on this, because there's two RPGs that I can think of for Sea of Thieves. We had the original one that Mongoose Publishing did way back in the day. That was like a legit, like, have different adventures in the book, and you got to roll dice, and you have the whole dice system there. And then they had a one that was like a tabletop Voyage of Legends, I think it was, where it had like little characters and a different kind of board and stuff. So which one is the one that you're looking to run at Fest of Legends?
We're looking to run sessions in the earlier one.
Okay.
That's the one, from what I haven't had a chance to play either of them, unfortunately. But that's the one that I've heard good things about.
Interesting. Okay. The reason I bring that up is because Caleb, who, friend of the show, been on the show a few times, he came up with his own campaign for Sea of Thieves through the role-playing game. And he, myself, ZamWow, friend of the show, and Icky, or Iktomi, who I always call Icky, we ended up doing like a full season of Sea of Thieves RPG. And we released the first episode, and Caleb hasn't gotten a chance to edit because he goes through and he adds like sound effects and music and all kinds of stuff. It's a full on audio drama in a Sea of Thieves session. So the first episode, I think, is in the archives as far as like the Keelhauled podcast. And I don't know when the next episode's going to come out, but we recorded everything and it's all there. It just hasn't been released
yet.
But there were definitely a lot of things that he learned and then created because of the experience of actually running the RPG that I may have to touch base with you to see about like trying to share some of that learned experience, because as a result of us playing the game and coming into situations, there were a lot of things that the original RPG didn't exactly take into account. And in fact, as far as I know, the RPG, at least the one that I have and pretty much the one that everyone else that I've seen who has the actual RPG set, there's misprints on some of the cards. We had to work that out as well too. It's a very interesting system. It's very user friendly, but definitely over the course of many, many episodes of recording, we kind of molded and used the system in a way that I think became a little more interesting. And that's something I'll have to see if I can get you two in contact with each other, if that's something that you're looking to do, because I think
it'd be awesome.
I don't know too many people that have actually run the RPG and been vocal about it.
I only know of a handful and they live in Europe. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
A little hard to get them to DM in that case.
To them just because I know they're not local, but yeah, whatever info you've got would be awesome.
Yeah. I'll have to see if I can get you guys in contact, because I think, his experience as a DM is invaluable in his creations that he did, because he even created like enemy types for like ocean crawlers and stuff that wasn't originally in the game when they came out with the RPG, and how to like add those to the game as well. Really cool stuff. And I think he would be a fantastic person for you to talk with and pick his brain about what he came up with when he was kind of working through that. And hopefully at some point he'll actually get some time where he can address like the editing and get everything set up, because he's very particular about how it all kind of sounds and stuff. So sure. I know he wants to get it done. I think it's just a matter of people, ADHD and work and life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
a lot going on out there.
It's a good enough system that I think you can pick up and have some fun voyages with. And the system is a easy enough system to understand just at like the base level, because it's either pass, fail, or neutral. So if folks are worried about like roll checks and checking for being able to do stuff, and a lot of it's really open to being able to kind of add your flavor to it. Like if you want to,
that's cool.
If you want to add or do something that's unique and just very flavorful, if you're one of those people that are very into the character that you're building and stuff like that, a lot of opportunity for folks to be able to really play around with having fun instead of feeling like you're overwhelmed by character sheets and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah, no, that sounds very cool.
So, I would even toss this out there too. If you have played an RPG, whether it be Catan or D&D or what have you, Sea of Thieves, I think if you are a DM or a GM, easy enough that you could probably sit down with someone who's played it or read through the rule set and pick it up pretty quickly to be able to help kind of like make some of those short sessions and stuff. And Doug, if you want, I'd be more than happy to bring my RPG set as like one of the sets that gets used and stuff, because I'm sure it doesn't get enough use as it is.
That'd be amazing. Thank you.
So I know I've got that. It's just sitting there. I can probably see about throwing that in my backpack and bringing it up, so that if folks want to use it, they're more than welcome to.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, we've got so much exciting stuff going on. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm not going to get to go to BlizzCon this year. I'm not going to get to go to Sea of Thieves Fest. I'm probably going to miss out on like the Xbox showcase stuff that's happening next month. So everything's kind of like lumped into the Fest of Legends. So I'm really excited just to go see my friends, because I honestly have not seen them since last time. And I'm looking forward to anyone else that happens to like show up and just get to meet them as well, too. But it's a really good time to just kind of hang out with folks that I've known for years and are very close to me. And that's something that you don't always get when you're local. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm really appreciative of just the fact that you're taking on all of this essentially on your own. Like, you are a one man show when it comes to the Fest of Legends. So the fact that you've managed all this, and I know it's kind of like in your background and you're used to this, but it's a lot to do.
We do have a really great team helping out this year. We've got a lot of amazing volunteers that are going to be taking time out to help set up on Friday and help run everything on Saturday and help run it, you know, help run everything and clean up on Sunday. It's going to be a whole group of people working really hard to make this thing happen. But, I'm really excited to be able to do this for the community. And I think people are going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone's going to have a blast. I don't think if people come to Fest of Legends and they don't have a good time, something else is going on, because everything
you didn't want to.
You didn't want to have fun. Everything right now is set up to effectively be one of the best events that I think I've ever been to. And I think because it's Sea of Thieves and the community is so wonderful and so tight, that it's just going to be nothing but love. I don't think there's going to be any hard feelings anywhere.
Oh yeah. Impeccable, which is nice. Vibes last year. Just a great group of people.
So awesome.
Everyone's so excited to be there, excited to see each other and or meet each other. Even with this being the second year, there's going to be a ton of people who have known each other for years, played the game together for thousands of hours, that are going to be meeting for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And it's an honor to be able to facilitate that.
Yeah,
it really is.
And one thing that I'm really glad that you are doing that I don't think many people would really have anticipated is that you're going to make sure that all the PlayStation players have their own little room that they sit in with little blue lights, and they'll be segregated away from the PC and Xbox OGs. And I don't know
where this rumor got started.
I don't know why you like, I know that it's not a requirement for us to like put the unicorn like little headband on them, but I do appreciate the fact that you're giving them like little unicorn ears and horn.
We're gonna let the PlayStation players mix with the general population. Just like their regular people. We're of course excited to see so many new PlayStation players in the community.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, you know, I mean, the process that, you know, where you go from playing Sea of Thieves for the first time to really being engaged in the Sea of Thieves community, you know, for some people, they jump into the community side right away.
Yeah.
Some people play the game for years and never really engage until they see something like the Fest of Legends come up or something like that. You know, there were a lot of people there that were like, I've only ever played with my three friends, but we're here to meet up with each other.
Yeah.
You know, and then other people, of course, you know, from Twitter, you know, from, you know, seeing in your Twitch chat or, you know, whatever. So it's a very diverse group that shows up, and everybody's there for roughly the same reasons, though. They just love the game and the community around it. That's what it all boils down to. That's why it's so much fun, because we're all there for the same reason.
I honestly really hope that there is a decent turnout from folks that have come to the game from it being on PlayStation, just to be able to show and give them an experience that has been something in the community for a very long time, and to kind of have Fest of Legends be that, I don't know, like not like boiled down, but like its essence of what the community.
It's a very tangible. It's a tangible expression of the Sea of Thieves community that exists all around us. The community's there all the time. It's just not, you know, we're not all together in one place except for, you know, once a year in Europe and once a year in North America. Hopefully when when PlayStation Sea of Thieves players see something like the Fest of Legends, like the Fest of Legends has roots that go all the way back to the very beginning of the game. Obviously, you know, myself and a lot of other people that help run it and stuff have been playing this whole time. And of course, it's all built kind of off of the work I've been doing with the Race of Legends all these years in the community. And so the roots of the event run very deep, and a lot of people are really, really excited to, you know, just have a chance to show off what the community can do, all the creativity, all the people, the friendships, the connections, all that. You know, that's what the weekend is really all about. The all the activities and all the things there are to do is really just set dressing for the community itself.
Yeah. And I love that. And I love that so many folks are coming to the game. It's fantastic to see this season do so well for so many people. I know myself, I've been having a ton of fun with the new weapons. I don't know about you, man, but I still can't talk. I still can't keep talking about how much I love the throwing knife when I thought it was going to fail and fall flat on its face. And it's so much fun. Oh my God. Like I don't know who designed it, but just like the little flip up into the throwing mode, or like the downward, like I love stabbing skeletons with the heavy stab so much. It's so satisfying, and I don't know I don't know why or what's wrong with me. I'm sure that's probably something that I'll have to talk to a therapist about, but
I love that. I'm glad to help. Yeah, no, you're right. It's just fun. And like, even, you know, the tightrope walking, the zip lines, all of it. Like, I don't know how practical all of it is. I don't know. Now the tightrope walking on your harpoon, that is very helpful in a lot of situations. But, you know, a lot of the stuff, like, I don't know how practical it is. Even the throwing knife, I don't know that it's the most practical weapon in the game. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's the most practical weapon in the game. I'm probably going to be running it for the foreseeable future because it's a good
time. I've been running Double Blade ever since it came out. I know I have commendations that I need to do with the double pistol, but having the mobility of the sword and then the damage and backup of the throwing knife is just, it's so good. It's so perfect. It's like, if I miss my shot with a flintlock, I can't walk over and pick up the little bullet and stick it back into the gun.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yep, this is true.
If I miss with the throwing knife, as long as it isn't hit reg, I can just run over and pick it up and then go stab someone with it. It's so smart.
The only weapon we've got that's ranged, you know, and has a melee, obviously. It's great.
Yeah. I absolutely love it. The tightrope. You know what I found out yesterday? I was doing vaults with Caleb, speaking of Caleb, and we were trying to determine like what registers as like an Ashen Voyage. And anyway, we were doing tightrope walks to get the commendation counter up for carrying loot across the harpoon rope. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could run on the harpoon rope. Like, I didn't realize that. Like, I saw him leaning and I was like, dude, you're leaning way hard. He's like, well, it leans faster when you run. And I'm like, excuse me, you can run? It's like that the scene in the Lord of the Rings where he's like, it comes in pints, and the hobbits run over and get a pint of beer. And I'm just like, my mind was blown. I was like, oh my God, you can run. This may be the fastest way to travel with loot.
It definitely is. It's just a little wonky. If you can stay up, though, it's quick.
Yeah, I was really impressed with that. So I've been having fun with that and just kind of enjoying the season, hands down. Yeah. Like, I know that there's not like a new, I mean, like all the commendations and stuff are effectively like introducing like the weapons and stuff like that. So you're not really like forced to go grind a new event or anything like that. But I've actually been utilizing this opportunity to really kind of work on ledgers, emissary grade things, like just slowly kind of working through some of the content that has felt more dated. But with the new weapons and the new tools that we have, brings a little bit more life to that stuff and feels a little bit just enough, especially with the harpoon. It feels just a little bit different enough for me to enjoy, like, okay, can I do a voyage without touching water? And if that,
there you go,
you know, like adding little games. Like, I love sitting at the back of the sloop and throowing the dagger over the mast and seeing if I can hit the bowsprit. Like little stuff like that has been so fun to play around with. So I'm really excited to kind of continue through this season and see how things go. Have you been, I know you'd said that you'd sailed the other day. Was there any like standout thing from season 12 so far that, you didn't expect to be as amazing as it is, and why is it at the throwing knife?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. It's kind of, yeah. But this ground is already well trod. Yeah. I didn't expect the throwing knife to be that much fun. I actually didn't, cause I hadn't really thought it through. I didn't realize how helpful the tightrope walking on the harpoon was going to be. Especially when you're doing things like selling at Reapers, that is just dynamite.
I know.
We ended up with a ton of loot as a Reaper emissary the other night. And yeah, boy, that is a game changer. And yeah, aside from that, like, yeah, it, like you said, it just feels, the game just feels fresh. You've got fun new ways to do things. I haven't managed to board an enemy ship across the tightrope yet.
Oh my God. That is so much fun.
The bone collar is awesome too. The bone collar is a lot of fun. Again, I don't know how practical it is, but it is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I will say, I give us a little quick tease about this next season of the Race of Legends. Throwing knives will be heavily involved, as well as, a lot of the new mechanics will be heavily involved. But throwing knives are one of them. And also the tightrope walking. It's going to be a good time.
That's awesome. I'm curious to see how that turns out, because I know that those are really fun things and a lot of people have been enjoying them. I did get to board a ship with the harpoon. It is one of the most satisfying things I've ever done in Sea of Thieves. It was just, it was like, it felt so good just to be able to be like, oh, I can board you now. I'm not sorry about this. It's a new tool. I'm sure you'll learn this lesson and be able to use it against someone else. But
yeah,
hot damn, was it nice to be able to get onto their ship and drop their anchor without having to like navigate the ladder and letting go and then grabbing it. And it's like, no, I'm an idiot. Point, click, run across. I'm done. Thank you. That's what I need in life is simple, simple tools that let a simple man get onto another ship to anchor them.
Well, and if it doesn't go right, you'll know why. Oh, the thing broke. I lost my balance. Whatever. It's straightforward. I like it too.
Yeah. Very, very well made. I absolutely love that. So,
yeah.
I'm trying to think if I just want to make sure I cover all my bases, because I don't know when I'm going to get to talk to you again. Is there anything that is coming up that you want to let folks know about and how they can participate in with the next month or so?
Technically, the only thing we have scheduled right now is the Song of Legends, May 24th. That being said, stay tuned, because as soon as we have the route finalized, we actually have finalized the route for the Race of Legends. As soon as we have finalized the video for the Race of Legends, we'll release the route and we'll talk about when we're going to start up regular season races for the Race of Legends. We won't be doing a ton of them between now and July for obvious reasons, but we are going to get a couple of them in there. And then we do also have, if you're a Fest of Legends ticket holder, registration for the Race of Legends and Cutlass Crusades is open, and keep an eye on your email inbox, because we're going to be sending out info about how to get your boat to decorate and all that good stuff. And of course, how to sign up for the mini Race of Legends. All that is coming very soon.
That's fantastic. I'm super excited about that.
It'd be great.
It is. It's so much fun just to have everyone kind of rooting for their crew in the chats as well.
Yeah,
it's really awesome. I love seeing that stuff. And just having more events and stuff like that to kind of like have in the community, because it, for a while, Rare was doing some stuff like that, and they haven't done anything like that. I feel like they've kind of stepped away from that kind of content creation and just let the communities really ride with it, which is kind of a nice way to, you know, empower the content creators to kind of come up with something really fun. I think, I can't think of what was it was like a play on Wimbledon, but it was with the horn, with the horns. What was the name of, it was like windblown
like that.
Done.
Yeah. That looks hilarious. That's awesome. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see like what folks are going to play around with and stuff like that. I also found out, and this was, I'm not going to divulge who told me this, but I also found out that the horn spawns in two locations on every server every 15 minutes. So do with that what you will. If you're trying to find those horns, you have like a 1 in 3 chance apparently of finding it. So
we'll have interesting.
I haven't got to play around with one yet. But then again, I don't ever go do shrines or anything, so that's probably part of the reason. But I love the bone collar though. That's great.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I think that covers everything. Doug, it has been awesome to get to talk with you.
Yeah, been an honor.
Again.
Always great to be here.
I love chatting with you. I love getting a chance to kind of showcase the Fest of Legends content, but also the Race of Legends stuff. I really love the work that you do for the community and stuff that's out there. So if folks are interested in the Fest of Legends, it's real simple. It's just festoflegends.com. Tickets are available. Yep. Please make sure that you are getting those tickets as soon as you can. I don't know how many are left, but I can't imagine many. So please make sure that you're taking time, you know, bookmark this, put a little post-it sticky note on your monitor, get your tickets now. Prices are only going to go up as far as flights go. So just, you know, try and get things sorted as quickly
definitely
as you can.
Tickets as soon as you can. Yeah. Definitely good advice.
They always recommend about 3 months out from when you typically need to fly. So get your ducks in order. Now is kind of like the time. And this is honestly probably perfect timing for folks too. So if you're listening to this episode and you haven't taken advantage of this, or you weren't even aware of it beforehand, very much recommend that you definitely go over, get your tickets, get your hotel, get your flight all squared away. And make sure you have insurance on it too, just so that you guys, if something does happen, you can kind of get your money back on that too.
You get sick or something.
It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit more to do that, but it's so worth it, to be able to have that security blanket there. So, I am going to have links to the Fest of Legends, the Race of Legends, to Doug and the Twitter accounts for those all in the show notes. So if you go into the episode, whether you're on YouTube or whether you're on the actual podcatcher that you're using, those should all be in there if you want quick access to them. Otherwise, just head over to your browser, type in Fest of Legends, and you'll immediately see it pop up on, you know, Bing or Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever weird
breeze DuckDuckGo,
whatever search engine. Sure. I'm not judging. I don't care what you search.
Hey, whatever gets you where you need to be.
Yeah. If you got a VPN to 3 other countries to find this, that's fine. You do you, boo.
Yeah, whatever gets you where you need to be.
Yeah. I don't care about what your cookies say. You're in your private browser history is yours. I'm not judging. But you definitely want to make sure you head over to Fest of Legends. So, Doug, is there anything that you want to share before I let you go?
I think we covered it all. Thanks again for having me here. And excited to see everybody in July.
Awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited. You're excited. Everyone else should be excited. If you're not, I will find you. That's going to do it.